Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my darling friends. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, we will. Oh, yes, we will. We have confidence. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, in the Almighty God, because this is the day, hallelujah, this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Why? Because God is in control. Why? Because God loves us. Why? Because God knows the plans that he has for us for this day, so we step into that. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Some days just seem brighter than other days. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It is indeed a good day. I am just so delighted to be sitting here. I am so delighted and knowing that God has ordained this time. God is. Hey, I have that as I was about to get away. But she doesn't say it, but God is. What? He's everything. He's our everything. God is our everything. Yes, he is. God is. Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute. Now, when we say God, we know that there are many gods in the earth. No, but there is only one true and living God. Ah, oh, glory, hallelujah. The one that said, the one that, what? That blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. Man didn't borrow trees or stones or gold from man could not have done it. When he even formed man out of the humus, hey, of the earth, hey, he formed man. Man bone was just laying there, a hip hop stick over. So the Almighty God bless your most holy name. And man became a living soul. Can we say amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He said, "Woo!" And the spirit of life flows through man. Hey, God, hallelujah. And man became a living soul. It's a blessing. Oh, yes, it is. And we are ever so grateful that the Lord God Almighty, yes, we're talking about the maker of the heavens and the earth and everything therein, the stars, the moon, the sun, everything. He made it. And he set it in orbit and gave them their pathway in which they're to move. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With all that, he gave man a free will. That man, we talk about the Almighty God, the Sovereign One. Woo, glory. Gave man the will to choose him, to choose his way, or disobey. And we see what has happened. Man chose his way. And we see what happened. But nevertheless, in his divine love and wisdom, this God, who God, thank you, had a plan. Hey, because he saw. Because he saw. He had a plan. That's right. And Yeshua, Jesus, manifested his plan. Oh, glory. And I look. And he's coming back. Ah, woo, Abasekoma. Bless your most holy name, Almighty God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's see if we can hear this. It's clear this morning.
In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence.
But that's not going to work. Hallelujah. Well, all things work together for good. One day I'm going to break out in a song and y'all going to say, I thought she said she couldn't sing. But I'm praying about that. Yes, I'm asking the Lord to touch my vocal cords. My voice box, yes. My tongue, my breathing. So that I may sing to the glory of God. I do my singing. it's going to improve. How about that? Yes, Lord. God is good. God knows the times and the seasons for all things. He knows the time and the season that we were into. Each one of us will enter into our testing times where we are exit that season and where we are going to just the different seasons of life. Each one of us have our own season. And God is there and he knows. So we thank the Lord. There are just so many things going on. But let me finish with this. Let me do this. I am Pastor Margaret Lee and we are a remnant ministry. Lord is a God called Christ. I would encourage you to do this for me. If you'd like to be a part of a remnant ministry, you can. I'll give you the number. I have one number showing, but there's another number that would be exclusively for that. And I can't get it off. It's easy, but I can't get it off right now. And you can email me at PastorMALee@yahoo.com. PastorMALee@yahoo.com. Carry it on. God bless you. Let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you this morning for your mercy, your grace, your love, your peace, your joy. We thank you, Father, for how you extended it all to your children. We receive it and we glorify you. We magnify you. Father, we ask that you forgive us for every word, thought, or deed. Every arrogant attitude, disposition. Oh, Father, please forgive us. Every lie that we've ever spoken. Please forgive us. And when we would a lie, just shut our mouth down. That we don't let anything, any words thought, or deed separate us from your will. Father, we know that some will have a day of absolutely serenity. Absolutely nothing can get better than this. And some will hear some horrific things. And some may face some difficult challenges. So right now, Father, we lean not to our own, we trust in you and we lean not to our own understanding. in all our ways. We're going to acknowledge you. And we know that you will direct our path. Don't have the sensitivity to make the biggest decision that will affect the rest of our lives. Some for good and some not good. We ask Abba that we make the right decision at the right time. In Yeshua's mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Some of us are so frustrated, we don't know what to do. So many challenges coming at us, seem like all at the same time. Nothing we lay and cast our cares upon you, for you love us. How about stay for us? And you are the one that makes the crooked way. So we lay it all in your hands. Yes, God. And we choose to give you praise. How about stay for us? Hallelujah. How about stay for us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for you always the best and most sweet. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to you. For you know what's best for us. Hallelujah. So we lean and depend on you. Those whose bodies are racking with pain, we ask that you heal the body right now. Make them whole. Make them whole in Yeshua's mighty name. Those seeing that minds are given away to disease, we ask that you turn the situation around. We thank you for healing each and every one that needs healing, love. Touch the mind that mental health ailments have no strength when it comes to epilepsy. Cancer has no strength when it comes to you. High blood pressure, diabetes, hallelujah, have none, no strength. Hallelujah. It must obey your word. Have a simple mind. For you are our healer. Oh, yes, Lord. Woo, glory. And we thank you, Father, for healing. For the youngest to the oldest, help us. We look to you, our healer. You said in the sacred scripture that is written that you said, I am the God that heals my people. I am the God that heals. We thank you for your healing, Father. We thank you for your healing virtue flowing from the throne of mercy. Yes, Lord. We ask that you see and you know all that is going on in you. Things that they think are hidden is like the moon without. Things that are intended for evil, you can make them sweet as the honey. Turn it around, Almighty God. Turn situations around that will cause your people harm. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for your guidance and your protection. Yes, we do. We thank you for how, Lord. You protect us, yes. We thank you, Lord, for your healing, yes. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. And we thank you, Lord, that you make us an instrument to be used by you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That we may bring a smile upon, that we may say a word, that we may speak a prayer, have our sister anointed and appointed by you, about sister, that would bring joy and peace to our brothers. So much so that it would even overflow back onto us. God, we thank you this morning. We praise you this morning. We thank you for restoration. Yes, Lord. We thank you for refreshing. We thank you for how you're renewing. Yes, Lord. Almighty God. We thank you that you have safety for us and we can run into you, God. We thank you for your almighty rest. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Seems like all hope, the sign of hope is gone. Yes, can never be. Woo, because you are our hope. We place our trust in you. And we thank you for this good day. We thank you for this precious day. Yes, Lord, our brothers and sisters who are in danger right now, God, I thank you for turning it around. I thank you for, if I sickle mine, sending help from the sanctuary, woo, to fight battles for your people. Yes, Lord, here goes my solid in here. Oh, God. Send the wind, hey, for those who have been forbidden to hear your name, to speak your name. Oh, send the wind, Almighty God. Oh, that declare your glory, open passes way, Almighty God, that people that you send in, your missionaries, can get in and declare your glory to your creations. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the earth belong to you, and they that dwell therein. Yeah, remind man that they're only your flesh and blood. And their very heart is in your hand. Open their eyes and let them see. Almighty God, that you're God and you're sovereign. Oh, Father, thank you. As those that are traveling, grant traveling mercy. Ooh, help us to cause clear the lanes, Almighty God. It is for safe passage. Oh, we abide regardless of the means of transportation. Rabbah, they come at it. Ooh, Father, hallelujah. We apply the blood of Yeshua over every school. Over the pathways that the children would take to come to school. Rebuke the spirit of bullying, Almighty God, and intimidation. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for filling those tummies right now. Thank you about sick or not. When the parents don't know how to raise, that you step in, Almighty God. Well, all souls belong to you, God. Thank you, Father, for food on the table. Thank you, Lord, for we'll be grateful for that spirit of attitude, gratitude. Thank you, Lord, and thankful heart. Almighty God, hallelujah, for every morsel of bread, for every encouraging word. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Open doors, Yes, Lord, thanks. May you have clarity and understanding, and understanding the purpose. Almighty God. Ooh, there are those who are praying to pass a test. Let them pass the test, Almighty God. I hear their cry, Almighty God. And may they do well in life and give you glory. Hallelujah. Reminding them and they remembering that it was because of you and your mercy and your kindness that opened doors for them. Oh, we thank you. We ask that you remember Tay this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Keeping him strong. Solomon this morning, Almighty God. Oh, God, Jesus, you know. Help, Lord. Help, Lord, help. Hallelujah. 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 Open their eyes. That they have more wisdom than existence. Oh, breathe on them, Almighty God, Spirit of the living God. Oh, encircle our grandchildren and great-grandchildren in the circle of your blessings. And all the children who have no one to cry out to you for them. We cry out to you for them. And we ask that you place them in the circle of your blessings. May they accomplish every task that you have ordained them to accomplish in Yeshua's mighty name. Oh, God, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. There are negative situations and circumstances around. Almighty God. Oh, bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, my God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for the measure of faith that you have given each one of us. Yay, God. Thank you for it. And thank you, Lord. How about the core of mine? Oh, for the measure of confidence. How about the core? You have given each one of us. May it manifest in our lives. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I'll open our eyes that we may see and understand Almighty God. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. Touch our ears. Speak to us. Almighty God. Let nothing flow through our ears that will cause us to respond and react in a negative manner, Almighty God. But I thank you for the pathway in which you have set it up before my heart. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my Father and my God. Hallelujah. Ooh, my Lord, my Lord. My Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, nobody but you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, ooh, ooh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for all those who have ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to obey. Almighty God. Thanks for those who are tuning later. Hallelujah. They were here. Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for your, oh, God. Thank you for what you allow me to see. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. What? Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, our Father who art in heaven. Hallelujah. Be thy most holy name. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Whoa. Hallelujah. Whoa. Everyone that come into our presence must. Oh. Oh, my God. The filter comes to your blood. Yes, Lord. Every decision that we make must be filtered by the blood. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For we lean it not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you in advance. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, our Master. Thank you, our Lord, our King. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Our spirit. Our love of our soul, our intercessor, our high priest. Yeah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My brother, God is. We can just leave it like that. God is. Ah. Hallelujah. God is. You can decide maybe what God is. Oh, yes. What is he to you? Uh-huh. Just think about it. What is he to you? Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Okay. I had to write that down. I had never seen that, nor experienced that before. God is good. Woo! Can somebody shout hallelujah? Hey! Hallelujah. Cast your cares upon him, for he loves you, for he loves us. Oh, our brothers and sisters who are facing floods. Oh, my God. Oh, we ask the Lord to just protect them, put a cooling, hike up the cooling system in our bodies that it doesn't affect. Thank you, Lord. Brothers and sisters that's facing wars. Oh, my God. Oh, Father, gather your children. Gather your people, Almighty God. Ooh, Lord, hallelujah. We apply the blood of Yeshua. Ooh, over the lands. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bring stability. Oh, my God. Peace. Almighty God. Oh, put down the weapons. For all souls belong to God. And we have no right. Do what we're doing. Hey, God. As human beings, we have no right to do this, what we're doing to one another. Oh, God. Said, my people who will call by my name. Remy, thank you for opening blinded eyes. Heka, with instructions, God. God. Thank you. Oh, God, you know. We know that you see all things. Nothing is hidden from you. Give strength to the weak. Oh, give understanding. Hallelujah. The dull. Oh, God. Clear. Clear, God. And strength. Not that we may do and keep your will. Lord, have mercy. Let them see, that they cannot rule against you. Let them see, Almighty God. Thank you. Let them see. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, it's a refreshing day. It's a good day. Hallelujah. Some have already seen this day and this night. May they have sweet sleep and sufficient rest. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Remember Mother Dunlap this morning. Yes, Lord, bless her heart. We'll be giving her a call this morning. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Miss her so much. Hallelujah. Pray her strength. Hallelujah. Yes. Remembering Pastor Bice this morning and her cosmetology, school of cosmetology this morning. Yes. Hallelujah. I enjoy going. I really do. Hallelujah. The young ladies are so excited about this teaching. And we thank God for Pastor Bice having the mindset to want to see young women in ownership. That's right. Yes. Entrepreneur. Yes. Hallelujah. I just decided that also want to pray for all who were in business, that God give them the wisdom and the knowledge to maintain their businesses and protect from all hurt, harm, and danger. In Yeshua's mighty name, we ask God to do it. And that they don't get so that they get hung up in the glamour and not understand the whole purpose of them becoming ownership. Yes, Lord. Leaders. Entrepreneurs. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. You're just so good to us. I pray that everyone that was here, that you will reveal and speak to them. Yes, Lord. They'll be able to sing the song, I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside. I'm gonna study one more. I'm gonna study one more. Don't you study one more. Study no more. Just gonna cast all our cares on the Abba Sekuma. He's going to just cast our cares on our Father. Just cast your cares upon the Father. For he loves, how about this poor mom? He loved by the Almighty God. Oh, thank the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. I tell you, I'm in such a place that is just unreal. It's a place this morning. It's a good place. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a mighty, mighty place. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Hallelujah. We were going to talk this morning about encouragement. And, you know, we go back and forth because Friday is basically our encouraging day. I've been saying and dragging a little bit. Just wanted to make sure that I had everything in place. So when we do our interviews, we've had two thus far, and I am so grateful for the two that we've had, Sister Jackie out of North Carolina and Sister Martin from Pastor Jason Smith and Flames of Faith here in the greater Atlanta area. And two very dynamic, they're just dynamic women of God, and we will have them back on. We're kind of moving things around just a little bit. I'm going to miss this particular space, but into a little larger space, and this way a little more organized. And at this point, I'm using two devices this morning, and Maybe I am hoping that I can get the sound system just right. Then we'll just fall in place. And as you know, we are with the stroke and grateful, ever so grateful, not making excuses, but sometimes it just wasn't happening. And then I went to my doctor recently. He just broke it all down to me. He just said something like, somebody loved you. So this here, what you went through was catastrophic. Somebody loved you. Have I said, oh my? He said, somebody loved you. This is what the doctor told me. He said, he looked at me very seriously and said, somebody loved you. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Because he broke it down. He told me what happened. There were three things, not just one thing. Three. Bless his name. And I pray that each one of us will not overdo, not overstretch yourself. And where there are difficulties, that God step in and handle the situation for us. And that we don't become so stressful and stretched out and stretched. And find joy and comfort in doing the things for the Lord. Don't get all uptight and doing. Remember, it's the relationship that we have to have with our Father that's more important than anything. Yes, it is. That relationship. That relationship makes the difference. Remembering Reverend Nelson, he always said, relationship makes the difference. And it does. Relationship makes the difference. And we thank the Lord for a relationship with him. Oh! Woo! Bless the Lord. And I just want to say that going through the process and not fully understanding what and trying to do the broadcast, and it just was not working. And I know there were months or so or weeks that I just wanted to come on, but I couldn't. But I still knew that I still made my financial obligation so it would be on. And I didn't know how to put download a broadcast so you could be able to pick up on it. And I lost some people. And I pray that God will return those in whom he has called. And I know that sitting listening to a broadcast, but just be about your business. Be about your daily, like, you know, you're listening to the radio. And I hear that something be said. I hope there's something to be said that you can catch it, you know, that you can catch it. And you may want to sit down for an hour and just hear something and hear me as we talk. And I do plan to make it interesting, but more importantly, I so much interesting. I don't know if interesting is the right word, but informative, yes. And back to encouraging, yes, to do what God has called you to do and not think that it's too late for you because you're 60, 65, 70, 75, 80. You 80? You in the house. Yes, Lord. You in the house. Woo! Come on, sickle. What is an age to God? He ordained it before the foundation of the world. You can do it because it is your purpose. Your purpose of being here at this appointed time to answer the call of whatever it is that he's ordained for you to be before he placed you in your mama's belly. Come on with me this morning. Hey, come on with me this morning. We rebuke every discourager. Just step over it. But I suggest to you, not somebody say, oh, yeah, you ought to do this. Yeah. No. You seek God. You seek the Almighty. Let me make it plain. You seek Yah. You seek Yahweh. And say, is this it? The anointing is there for you to accomplish it. Yes, Lord, your beautiful silver hair and high over so cool. Just your appearance. Oh, I see that. I see it. Your appearance is a testament, yes, God, to the awesomeness of God. Oh, yes. What? Ooh, and you standing there all yourself, because you don't even know. I never dreamed. I never thought. And then you remember to say, I was taking a shower. I was just sitting, and it came to me, and I remembered how I wanted to do this. And life. And I forgot all about it. And then it came back to me. And I said, if I knew then what I know now, I would have did this and I would have did that. But my brothers and my sisters, you know now what you didn't know then. Glory to God. Hey, somebody, well, at your age, you need to be sitting down. I know what you don't know. And I need to sit on this. Pray. Ask God to open those doors. And as times get tough, that God to call me. It is. Help me. Yes, Father, you called me to it. You know I can't do it by myself. Hallelujah. Woo-wee. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Don't be scared. Sometimes you have to get out of your comfort zone. No, don't let anyone minimize what God has called you to do. Oh, how dare someone minimize? And yes, you may have people to laugh at you, make light jokes, but now what are they doing? Hey, are they bothering to ask God what he has called them to do? Are they stepping out doing what God has called them to do? Or are they just safe in that little world they created for themselves? Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Just step out. A friend of mine, Michael Taylor, he wrote a book. And last year, he was really very busy about his book. And I honestly, meant to pick up a few, order a few, and I didn't. And so one day, I'm going to see if I can have him to come on and talk about his book. Yes, talk about his book. So, and he's along with us. So you can be comfortable to see if I can find some more of our brothers and sisters who are not letting age interfere with our accomplishments. Glory to God. Woo! Oh! hallelujah. Huh? And God give you an assignment and you throwing it off on, giving it to other people to do. It's in you. Oh, excuse me, my throat is kind of dry. I have to remember to. Have these things for the throat. So we thank the Lord, and now some of us may be called to encourage people to seek God, see what it is, and encourage. That's right. Well, our time is well spent. But just be encouraged, my brothers and my sisters. You'll be surprised with God what you will accomplish if you just trust God. Oh, my Lord. Oh, I have to call my sister Jean this morning. Oh, the younger of us, and I had such a long, wonderful, we had such a conversation, wonderful conversation on yesterday, and her visions and her understanding is so awesome. And she's a perfect example. Oh, and one day I'll hope she has a very busy, busy schedule that I can ask her to come on and encourage us. How God moves in your life. Hey, whoo, glory, hallelujah. When you don't even think something could even be possible, it's beyond your comprehension when it comes to you and God said you the one. Oh, Jesus. So start opening up because you the one. You're going to do this. My Lord. Woo! Don't put limits on God. Stop with this foolishness. Greater works. And not so that you can brag and boast and do this and do that, but greater works God has called you to do. You can't even imagine some of you what God has in store for you. You're so busy thinking about a house and a car so you can look this way and you can look that way. It will blow your socks. But just ask God to let you be ready when it comes. I mean, it just start moving so like, you go like, what, Lord? Because you don't know what's in you. You pass through quite a few things that maybe some things may have crippled you because of some bad decisions, but nevertheless, it was necessary. One, perhaps to keep you humble, to give you an understanding of humility. Oh, it's just, God is God. He's sovereign. He's awesome in all his ways. Ooh, you can just sit down and just stand back and see the glory, the salvation of the Lord. And he's, Lord, did you intend for me? Yes. Hallelujah. But let's just do this. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. My God, bless them with holy name. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning for the first day. bless his most holy name. Verse 26 of the same chapter. Verse 26, and God said, this is the second half of the sixth day. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27, so God created man in his own image. That's the most holy name. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Let's go over to Isaiah. Hallelujah. 43. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Bishop, he gave me a Bible and I used it so that, and so he gave me another one. And now I'm having problems turning the pages. It's new. Yeah, all right, that's a while. Isaiah 43 and 7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And he says, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them that can declare and show us former things? Let them then bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, and let them hear and say it is so. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I am the Lord, and besides me there is no faith. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witness, the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Bless his most holy name. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Bless his most holy name. At 1 minute to do this. Okay. My mistake. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you his peace, his shalom. Nothing is missing and absolutely nothing is broken. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless to the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. God bless you.